On Wednesday afternoon, Salisbury City Councilmember Laura Mitchell held a press conference calling for the council's top leaders to step down. Laura Mitchell.
And I'm not afraid to stand up and say, and I think right now what it's going to take is a change in council leadership, and I'm calling for the council president and vice president to step down.
Mitchell said one of her complaints was that Cohen and Campbell took part in a closed-door meeting with City Attorney Mark Tillman this week without inviting other council members to the discussion. But Council President Cohen said that the meeting was administrative in nature and did not require the presence of a full council.
I have these obligations by the council rules of order for setting up the agendas and planning schedules. I needed to talk to the city attorney, which, by the way, is protected by the charter that any member of council can speak with the city attorney to discuss, you know, where he was with certain things, specifically the Board of Zoning Appeals work that we're doing.
Council Vice President Debbie Campbell did not return calls for comment. Mitchell said she took issue with what she calls a reoccurring problem within the city council, a lack of communication.
They didn't say what they were meeting with. They didn't say that they were meeting with them. They just held this meeting, and again, the rest of the council was not invited and not informed. And that seems to be the MO here, is that we're left out of the loop very often.
Mitchell also alleged that Cohen violated the city charter by sending a letter of termination to former city attorney Paul Wilbur before the city council voted to authorize his termination, and that Cohen refused to accept two nominations from Salisbury Mayor Jim Ireton to fill a vacant seat on the Housing Board of Adjustments and Appeals, a decision which Mitchell says she was unaware of until she read a press release from the mayor's office.
If the mayor had not done that press release, I didn't know that she'd already said no to two other requests to appoint someone to that board. Until he did that press release, I had no idea that that was going on. And we have not taken any vote. We have not had any consensus or even a discussion about not putting anybody on the board.
When asked to respond to these allegations, Cohen said she wanted to issue a summary statement based on her inability to follow up on what she calls a slew of accusations. Terry Cohen.
Mrs. Mitchell's assertions are factually inaccurate. I understand Ms. Mitchell is new to the council, but she and the media still have a responsibility to the people to fact-check such emotional accusations before making and repeating them.
Cohen said she found out that she was being asked to step down from her position almost 2 hours after the 3 p.m. press conference.
I did not see what she had said or anything like that until 4:42 was when the Daily Times reporter, at my request, I said, well, did she have any handouts, remarks or something? Because I don't know what I'm supposed to be responding to.
One thing that Cohen and Mitchell do agree upon is that the Salisbury City Council does not have the best reputation in the eyes of the public, although they disagree on the reasons why. First Mitchell, then Cohen.
I go to Annapolis, I hear people from the governor's office, people from various secretaries of different departments on conference calls saying, what in the heck is up with Salisbury City Council? And it's embarrassing. I meet with citizens from our city, and they say, Salisbury's laughingstock. And I say, I'm with Salisbury City Council, and they say, I'm sorry.
My question would be, how does Ms. Mitchell, going to the press to air her complaints rather than trying to initiate a quality dialogue, privately would be a start, or even publicly, but with the people in question, how does that improve our image? How does that not contribute to exactly what she's talking about?
Mitchell said that she has repeatedly requested that the council participate in conflict resolution classes, but she says no one has taken her up on her offer yet. I'm Jamila Crumple for Delmarva Public Radio News.